Shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The talk of the town. WGN Radio 720. Wild
night is for... With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Up and down the radio dial doesn't get any wilder than this. Thanks for joining us on Nocturnal Journal. We got a fun show tonight in the 10 o'clock hour. Gentleman John battles some live music in the studio. We're going to have Captain Famous filmmaker, 9:30, and then we're going to talk about what's new on Route 66 coming up. But on the phone is WGN's own Steve Bertrand, and we're going to talk about our trip to Ireland to see Van Morrison. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm great, Dave. How are you tonight?
Thanks for joining us on a Saturday night. So, handicap the trip. I know we're leaving on September 13th. I'm tagging along. So what can people expect on the WGN trip to see Van Morrison?
Well, September 30th is the departure. You come down right. On October 8th. And it's just, you know, I have been doing these trips for 4 or 5 years now. And I've taken many groups to Ireland. And I've not led this one. I'm really glad you're leading this one to see Van Morrison, because the highlight, this is the third trip we've had that's gone to this Van Morrison concert in Belfast or just outside Belfast. I think it's at the Europa this year, where he does a few concerts every year in his hometown. And it's kind of like you go to a wedding, you know, you sit at these tables of 10 in the round, you have dinner, and then after dinner out comes the entertainment, and it's Van Morrison, and there's only 350 people in the room, and it's just a really cool way to see, you know, this iconic performer. So, you know, that's kind of the headline of the trip, but it's a cool trip otherwise. I mean, you get to see Belfast, you go to the Titanic Museum, you'll see the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland, you go to this town, Derry, which is, you know, it's still called Londonderry by the Protestants and Derry by the Catholics. But it was where the Bloody Sunday was. I mean, it was at the center of so much of the Troubles, and you really get a sense of it when you go there. And then you go to the Republic. You see Donegal. You'll spend quite a bit of time in Dublin, the Guinness Storehouse, and all of that. So it's a great way to see something you can't really see in many other places, this Van Morrison concert, but also to take in both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. And I'm just really happy you're leading this group, because you're such a fit for it. You do so much with travel and with music, I can't think of a better guy to run it.
Well, thanks. I'm a huge Van Morrison fan.
I
want to explore the connection with him and the literary scene there. I was looking at the itinerary. There's a Dublin literary walking tour.
Yeah, they do. It's with local actors in town. So you'll walk down, you know, you go from pub to pub, and then there's a local acting group, and they'll have an actor portraying a different writer in every different pub. So you'll have Jane Joyce in one, and you know, a lot of the others in some other pubs. Nuala Foyland, I don't know if she'll be one, but you know, it's a way to sort of get the history of Dublin through literature.
And you know what? I was doing some research. I didn't know this, that Dublin is, this isn't on the itinerary, but I'm gonna have to veer off and find this. Dublin is where the last Tower Records is.
I had no idea.
Yeah, there's still a Tower Records in Dublin, so I'm excited about that. So,
well, you know, go ahead, Doug.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I've been putting these groups together. I've had this company for 4 or 5 years, and the thing is, people always come back having had fun. I just brought a group back from Norway 3 weeks ago. We had a blast. Dave Ennett just got back with his group from Norway and Denmark last week, you know, and you, when you go on these groups, you kind of make friends for life. I mean, you'll be interested. I'm interested to find out how you find the group, because it's always like a small town where you come back and you just got people you stay in contact with for years and years.
And give us the details. You fly round trip air from Chicago on Aer Lingus. Tell us the details on how to get there and how you get around once you're there.
Yeah, it's just short of $3,800. It's $3,799. That includes airfare. It includes breakfast every day. It includes five three-course dinners and, of course, the concert. And you take off from O'Hare, fly direct to Dublin, and we'll have a guide. Hopefully my buddy Donny Carroll will be your guide waiting for you in the Dublin hotel, and you're off from there. You've always got an expert guide with you in case you've got any sort of questions, or, you know, there's always someone there to take care of anything you need. And then from there, back to Dublin eventually and back to Chicago.
And how can people sign up for it?
Well, here's the one thing I do want to stress. So we have an airline, we have a reserve on our group airspace, and that reservation ends on Monday. So if people are interested, it would be great if they could act quickly so that we can preserve that sort of airspace. Now, if you can't make a decision by Monday, I can still get you on the trip. I just can't guarantee the airfare. All the information is at SteveBertrandTravel.com. You can send me an email, Steve@SteveBertrandTravel.com, or just give me a call. It's my phone number is 847-606-6065, and we can set you up. Again, best case is I'd love to have you put in your reservation or let me know about your reservation by Monday so that we can hold that group airspace. But if that slips by and, you know, later in the week or the next week you want to see if there's still spots, we can certainly work to accommodate you too.
What's Van like in this setting? I'm picturing, obviously I've never been there, but I'm picturing, like you said, it's intimate, almost like a type of supper club thing. What's it like to hear him that up close and personal?
Well, you're the expert, right? You saw him not too long ago. Was it in Nashville?
I saw him in a new outdoor venue in Nashville. He was great. I mean, it was a great show. He did, he really goes to the root. There he brought his daughter on, and they did some Louis Prima songs, and his daughter did the Keely Smith stuff, you know? So, I mean, he really likes some of that old stuff, and it was
a
great show.
I've not seen him do one of these shows, but I've had two groups go to see it, and, you know, they send me videos back of it. I mean, really, it's like you're at the Westin, you know, and the bride and groom are up there, and there's Van Morrison playing. The place only holds 350 people. You sit at tables of 10, rounds of 10. You have a nice dinner, and then they clear the plates, and Van Morrison comes out. I mean, I don't know how you can see someone of his caliber in any better way than that.
And he's got Joey DeFrancesco, the B3 player, with him. Actually, he plays the Green Mill here in Chicago. You know, Joey does. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So one more time, give us the details on how people can get. I'm really excited about this. This is going to be a lot of fun. So thanks for including me.
No, I'm really happy to do it. So the group leaves on September 30th, returns October 8th. You fly direct to and from Dublin. It's $3,800 a person. And that includes airfare and all of that. You can find out more information at SteveBertrandTravel.com. You can email me, Steve@SteveBertrandTravel.com, or call my cell, 847-606-6065, and I'll get you all the information.
This doesn't include beer, does it?
It might include a couple.
Okay.
I think the host buys a few rounds on every night.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that's going to work with your day. But.
Okay, we could do that. We can get that done.
No. Okay. Listen, you're going to have a great time. I'm really excited you're going to do this.
Okay, thanks for joining us on Nocturnal Journal tonight, Steve. And we'll see you real soon.
Absolutely. Okay. Have a great show.